Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, October 21st, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, iOS 26 introduced a bold new liquid glass design, bringing transparency and fluidity throughout the iPhone's interface. iPadOS 26 and macOS 26 brought similar designs to the iPad and the Mac. Now, Apple has released iOS 26.1 Beta 4, and it introduces a new option to choose a more opaque look for liquid glass. You can find the new option on the iPhone and iPad by going to the Settings app, navigating to Display and Brightness, then looking for the Liquid Glass menu. This is where you'll find two new options for clear and tinted. Apple describes clear as more transparent, revealing the content beneath, while tinted increases opacity and adds more contrast. It's a binary option, so there's no toggle or slider of any sort. You have a choice between clear, which is liquid glass as we've known it since iOS 26 was released, or this new tinted option that adds that contrast. When enabled, the design applies to liquid glass in Apple's apps and elsewhere on the Mac, iPad, and iPhone. For the iPhone and iPad specifically, it also increases opaqueness in notifications on the lock screen. The change also applies to third-party apps that have implemented liquid glass. So if a user opts for the new tinted design, that preference will also be applied to those third-party apps. Apple explains that it heard from users throughout the iOS 26 beta testing period that they'd like a setting to manage the opaqueness of liquid glass. This new option is designed to do exactly that, giving users an additional way to personalize their iPhone, iPad, and Mac. You can hit the link in the show notes for an in-depth look at these design changes across Apple's apps. And again, the option is available only in the developer beta of iOS 26.1, iPadOS 26.1, and macOS 26.1. We expect a new public beta sometime this week. Next up today, when Apple first released the iPhone Air last month, it was missing from China, a key market for iPhone sales. This was because the iPhone Air is eSIM only due to its ultra-thin design, and China has strict regulations about eSIM technology. The iPhone Air went up for pre-order in China on Friday, and indications are it's a big hit. According to a report from the South China Morning Post, the iPhone Air sold out within minutes of its launch in China on Friday. The report says that minutes after pre-orders began on Friday morning, the iPhone Air was sold out at all Apple Store locations in Beijing and Shanghai, as well as other cities throughout China. Online shipping estimates for iPhone Air in China have also slipped to November in many configurations. Historically speaking, iPhone sales have boomed in China when Apple introduces a dramatic new design, and that's exactly what the iPhone Air is. Apple CEO Tim Cook spent much of last week in China promoting the iPhone Air launch, visiting with Apple shoppers, developers, employees, and even going live on Chinese social media apps to promote the iPhone Air. He also met with government officials in the country, where he reportedly pledged to continue investing in the China market. That promise, of course, comes as Apple has also worked to diversify its manufacturing outside of China and committed hundreds of billions of dollars to the United States. And it's also worth mentioning a report from supply chain outlet The Elec. According to that report, a Japanese analyst firm has cut its iPhone Air production forecast by 1 million units before the end of the year. So far, this hasn't been corroborated by any other sources, and broader reporting suggests the iPhone Air is actually selling about to Apple's expectations. Apple doesn't share unit estimates for its iPhone model sales, so we'll never truly know which model is selling best, but it does seem like on the surface the iPhone Air is selling better than its iPhone 16 Plus predecessor. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. The holidays bring more photos, end-of-year high-priority work projects, and a ton of data that you can't afford to lose. Backblaze quietly backs up your Mac in the background so that everything you care about is safe. So when life happens, you'll be thankful that your files are only a quick restore away. Get 20% off with code 9TO5DAILY at checkout. That's 9to5daily. Go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac to start a free trial and use the promo code at checkout. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Running out today, early next year, Apple is set to debut its new AI-infused Siri as part of iOS 26.4, after well over a year of delays. However, despite all of this additional time, Apple has had to rethink its approach. Some Apple engineers testing the software reportedly have concerns as it stands today. Bloomberg Smart Gurman says that there are concerns from people testing iOS 26.4 about the new version of Siri's performance. He says that resignations and departures among Apple's AI teams are not going to stop anytime soon. This relates back to something we talked about yesterday with the departure of Apple's Answers, Knowledge, and Information lead, as well as the string of other AI engineers who have left for companies like Meta and OpenAI. Gurman says he believes there will be more senior members of the company's AI ranks hitting the exits soon. The biggest question among Apple AI employees is how long their boss, John Gianandrea, remains in his role. JG is in charge of Apple's machine learning and AI efforts, primarily focused on research. His duties have been gradually reduced this year already, as Apple has struggled to get a new version of Siri out the door. Bloomberg says that people close to JG believe his role will change again in the not-too-distant future. In fact, Apple is already reportedly interviewing outside candidates to eventually take over as Apple's AI boss. As it stands right now, Apple has two teams working on different approaches for an all-new Siri. One would be powered by Apple's own on-device models, and another would be powered by Google Gemini models running in the cloud on Apple's private cloud compute servers. This has been described as somewhat of a bake-off inside Apple. As of right now, we don't know which version will ultimately prevail, but if Gurman is to be believed, Apple engineers are not impressed with whatever they're using now as part of early builds of iOS 26.4. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.